15. Herbie looked around the room. How'd you find this place? Mark Hayes shrugged. My sister is going out with a guy, and his mother owns the place. His father used to manufacture dresses here. What's your rent? $5,000 a month for this floor. How many floors? 6. What's on the ground floor behind the big doors? Used to be loading docks for trucks. Would the lady sell the building? Yeah, but she wants $6 million for it. How much have you got in the bank? $18 million, give or take, from Marshall's investment. Buy the building today. Offer her $5 million. Then budget another $2 million to get a couple of floors in shape. I can handle that for you, and I can recommend an architect. Is that a good investment? Mark, it's a steal. If this company works, you're going to need all 6 floors before you know it. And you can use that old loading dock area for a parking garage. That'll be very attractive to your employees. Yeah, I've been parking my car down there. What sort of computer security system you got here? The usual firewall. We unplug everything when nobody's here. There's no physical security either, is there? A lock on the door. You need to get somebody in here fast to secure this place. Think of it as a storage facility for gold bullion. Let me make some calls. Sure, I guess that's a good idea. The architect needs to design you an office layout, too, and you need to start making this place look more businesslike. You should all dress better, too. I don't mean you should wear Brooks Brothers suits, just not jeans, and freshly laundered clothes. The media are going to want to talk to you soon, and you should be ready for them. Think Steve Jobs. Funny, that's what my girlfriend says. All that stuff about the building, too. Give me your landlord's name and go back to work. Then I'll get to work buying the building. Mark took a card from his wallet. Mrs. Frederick, he said, handing Herbie the card. He went back to his desk. Herbie picked up the phone on the picnic table and called the number. Hello? Mrs. Frederick? Yes? Hi, my name is Herbert Fisher. I'm an attorney representing your tenant, Mark Hayes. Uh-oh. No, nothing like that. Mark has asked me to make you an offer of $5 million for the building. I told him I wanted 6. He's a young man just getting started, but he can raise $5 million. Oh, all right. When do you want to close? Is the building entailed? Is there a mortgage? No, I own it free and clear. Herbie gave her his office number and cell. Have your attorney call me to set up the closing. I'll get Mark to raise the money, and we can close in a few days. All cash? All cash. You tell Mark he's got a deal. I'll do that. Thanks, Mrs. Frederick. Herbie hung up and shouted across the room. Mark, you've got the building. Mark gave him a thumbs up without looking away from his monitors. Herbie called Mike Freeman at Strategic Services.
Good morning, Herb.
Good morning, Mike. I want to thank you for your advice and for your very kind offer. I was promoted to senior associate yesterday, and I got my first client this morning, a software startup. I've just bought them a building, but it's completely without any kind of security, physical or electronic. Can you get something done about that?
Give me the address and the name of the company.
Herbie recited the information.
I'll have a team down there in 2 hours, maybe sooner.
I'll be here to meet them. Herbie thanked him, hung up, and called James Rutledge, an architect he'd met through Stone Barrington, who had left Architectural Digest to start his own firm.
How are you, Herbie?
I'm just great, Jim, and from now on, it's Herb. I got promoted, so I need a grown-up name. How's business?
I've got a couple of leads, nothing definite yet.
I've got something definite for you, Jim. Write down this information.
Got it. What's the job?
A 6-story industrial building to be transformed into the offices of a new software company, very promising and very well financed by Marshall Brennan. Can you come over here right now?
Gee, let me check my schedule. I see that I'm free. I'll try not to break my neck hurrying over there. Bye.
Rutledge hung up. Herbie hung up, too.
Wow, Bobby Bentley said. That's moving. Does it bother you that a lot of this has nothing to do with practicing law?
It has everything to do with helping a client, Herbie said. By the end of the day, Mark Hayes won't ever make another move without consulting me. You get back to the office, find the best intellectual property lawyer in the firm, and start making a list of every document we have to generate, every permit we need, and every patent and copyright application we need. But first, ask Egger's secretary to generate a legal services contract for Mark to sign, and rush messenger it down here. Oh, and get a title search on the building started.
I'm on it, Bobby said, running for the door.
James Rutledge was there with an assistant in 20 minutes, and the assistant had a laser tape measure. Herbie got them started measuring the space, then his cell rang.
Herb Fisher. This is David Schwartz. I represent Mrs. Friedrich, to whom you made an offer on her building?
Yes, Mr. Schwartz, and she accepted.
I can't allow her to do that.
Why not?
This has to be negotiated properly.
She wanted $6 million. I offered her 5, and she accepted. What's improper about that?
She used the words, tell Mark he's got a deal, and wanted to know how fast we could close. I'm ready to close right now. How about you, Mr. Schwartz?
The man sighed.
I can do it Friday morning at 10.
You're on. I've already started the title search. You have our address?
Woodman and Weld? Yeah, I know where they are.
My office at 10. Goodbye. Herbie hung up. James Rutledge walked over.
This is fabulous space, he said. I can work wonders with it.
You know a builder you trust?
Yes, and a good one.
Use this phone and hire him right now. I want to go to work on Saturday morning, and he's going to need a double crew to get at least part of this place in shape fast.
All right, James got on the phone.
Half an hour later, a group of 6 men walked in, and the apparent leader introduced himself.
I'm Walt Harris, he said. Mike Freeman sent me.
Good to meet you, Walt. I want you to secure this computer layout, then secure this floor of the building and the main entrance. Can you get it done today?
Can we work late?
As late as you like.
I can have it done by midnight, Walt said.
Don't let me slow you down, Herbie replied.
They were done at 12:45. Mark Hayes was still working at his computer, occasionally interrupted by James Rutledge showing him sketches. Herbie walked over and stood by Mark's desk.
All right, Mark. Nobody can steal you blind now.
Here are your new keys and your security system codes. Herbie handed him a sheet of paper.
Thanks, Herb.
We close on the building at 10 Friday morning. I'm going to need you to transfer $5 million to Woodman and Weld's trust account the day before.
I'll call my bank in the morning and have it done.
Do I have to be there?
Yes, my office at 10. Herbie gave him a card.
See you then.
Mark went back to work.
Do you ever sleep?
Herbie asked.
Sometimes, Mark replied.
Herbie chuckled to himself, then went outside and started looking for a cab.